and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from New Orleans, where police say a truck is plowed into a group of people on Bourbon Street, causing what they call multiple casualties. WWL-TV's Winston Reed is on the scene.
I was able to walk near Bourbon Street, and much of Bourbon Street is now blocked off, and many bars and restaurants on Bourbon Street also had to be evacuated following what one person tells me is one big investigation.
Again, multiple casualties are reported. In New York City last night, it was a much happier scene. CBS's Jared Hill has more.
A celebration for the ages as nearly a million people ring in 2025 under the glow of New York's famous Times Square.
I'm just like really, really, really happy. The vibe here is
while umbrellas weren't allowed, rain didn't dampen the spirits of revelers, squeezed into the crossroads of the world. The tradition of ringing in the new year in Times Square goes back to the early 1900s.
President-elect Donald Trump hosted a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
What are you looking forward to in 2025?
Well, just a great year. I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland tells us on this New Year's Day the debt limit is back in effect.
This could be an early and potentially pivotal showdown between the new Trump administration and a new Congress, which is sworn in here on Wednesday. The Treasury Department says the nation has nearly reached its borrowing limit, its debt ceiling, and some type of deal has to be cut to raise the borrowing limit, likely involving both parties, which means the Republican president may need Democratic votes in agreement.
It's not clear if the House will reelect Mike Johnson as Speaker. Trump has endorsed Johnson. Power has been restored to about half of Puerto Rico after an outage plunged most of the island into darkness yesterday. The island's power company, Luna Energy, says it may take another day to get everyone back online. Luna blames the outage on a failure in one of the electric lines at one of the main power plants. Puerto Rico's been suffering a lot of power outages since Hurricane Maria decimated its power grid in 2017. The college football playoffs heat up today. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has a preview.
There are three college football quarterfinal matchups on tap here on New Year's Day, starting with fifth-ranked Texas taking on fourth-ranked Arizona State in the Peach Bowl. Then top-ranked Oregon plays number 8 Ohio State in the Rose Bowl before the triple header wraps up with second-ranked Georgia squaring off against seventh-ranked Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl.
Yesterday, Penn State beat Boise State 31-14 to advance to the semifinals. Penn State will meet the winner of that Notre Dame-Georgia game in the next round. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinere on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. From our Lake Wasota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning and welcome to Up North News Radio, a special edition that looks back at 2024. This hour, some of our lighter moments with Greg Bach, Kristen Lyerly, meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's Luke Mathers, and more. It's not every ha-ha along the way. I mean, I take notes, but if I jotted down every time Greg made me laugh, we'd have a lot more than an hour to fill here. So we'll get to that right after some of the usual housekeeping, okay? Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media. We are part of Courier, a pro-democracy newsroom with outlets in 11 states, plus a national team. Find us at upnorthnewswi.com. And really a big part of our being here is that we not only get to inform you of the day's news and inform you of the stories we're doing, but to also shamelessly promote our daily newsletter, because each new subscription is a big deal for us. And we appreciate you reading our product. So head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe in the top banner. Okay, let me establish something. I am a lucky guy. I get that. Before helping found Up North News, I'd already done several things I'd wanted to do in life. Radio news, TV news, live on an island for a time, run for office and serve in the legislature, run for Congress, be thankful I'm not in Congress right now, and all the other hats I've worn, pontoon captain, dad, grandpa, so on. But as you're going to hear from my voice in this clip, one of the first hats I wore was pretend TV weatherman. Because as a skinny freshman at UW-Eau Claire, I'd stumbled upon the campus TV station, TV 10, and it was love at first sight. And my first ever on-camera appearance was not something you could plan for. There was a tornado warning for the city of Eau Claire, so somebody had to mention it on TV 10 for folks watching us in their dorm rooms. I don't know why I volunteered to do it, but I also don't know why anybody saved it and put it on the interwebs to live in infamy. I found out that part live on air one day, reading our daily message from Robin Tigerton, one of our favorite listeners. On the Facebook page here, from Rob, good morning from Tigerton. Dense fog and 57 degrees, 0.3 inches of rain. Thinking of severe weather today, I found a YouTube video. Oh, no. I found a YouTube video of a young Pat Kreitlow doing tornado warning coverage for UW-Eau Claire on September 12th, 1982. Ooh. Pat was awesome for UW-Eau Claire tornado coverage. That was my very first TV appearance as a college freshman on TV 10, the university's cable TV channel for the dormitories. And yes, on September 12th, as a freshman, I'd been a freshman for about 3 weeks. Look at, oh my goodness, look at Greg. Greg has clearly found it. A very, very young Pat Kreitlow with a squeaky voice trying to keep his composure while telling students to take cover because a tornado had been seen in Eau Claire.
I ain't trying to do anything right now, Pat. This is amazing. Let me just tell you, Pat Kreitlow brings that meteorology stuff with a cool sense of calm and casual in that farmer's button down and some jeans.
I'm trying. Well, yeah, I was clearly not dressed to go on air. I'd never been on air. I'm trying to stay calm and informative. And
I'm just going to say for older listeners, if you want an idea of what you look like, as far as the hair goes, just think Arnold Horshack.
No, I would. Well, okay, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I would say a lot.
But mostly it was, who's the late director from Stripes and Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis. Yeah.
There's a lot of side-by-sides of young me and Harold Ramis. Thanks for calling attention to that YouTube clip, Rob. We'll miss you. Your Tigerton weather updates. Yes, Mr. Baca. He's so happy.
I was just saying, we have another weather report to give out to
Wisconsin. Another one just over the Menominee area.
The
third area of thunderstorms is located nearby the Twin Cities. There were severe thunderstorms southeast of Minneapolis about the time we were receiving our tornado here in Eau Claire.
No. We're laughing at 18-year-old little Pat Kreitlow.
Send this. I need to see this. Send this to me.
Oh, I'm sending it to everyone.
What? I'm proud of you, Pat. It's hard to forecast the weather. And if you're pointing to the right stuff, then you're on the right track.
That's great advice. Brittany. If you're pointing at something, you're on the right track. Brittany, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, this was one for the books. Play that cowbell, Greg. Welcome back to Up North News Radio for this Tuesday morning, 6:34 the time right now. And let's see, it was on this day in 1976 that Blue Oyster Cult released their most popular album, Agents of Fortune. And thanks to Don't Fear the Reaper, that album would sell over a million copies. Do you think Will Ferrell was maybe responsible for a million more after that Saturday Night Live skit came out in 2000?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you referenced it, people automatically think of the sketch and right. What the band looks like in the sketch, probably not what the band looks like in real life, which really wasn't far off.
No.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question.
Do some digging. Little story about that, which kind of ties into our Yacht Rock discussion earlier. During my senior year of high school, we started with the help of some teachers there. We started a high school radio station, you know, over the intercom system, basically. Yeah. The teachers thought it'd be a good little communication skill, you know, to teach people all kinds of things from news announcing to, you know, music and whatnot. And one of my colleagues there, Lauren Fensterman was his name, and he really liked this song, and he wanted to play Blue Oyster Cult all the time. And I wanted to play more of like the soft rock, you know, yacht rock genre that you have, because that's what I grew up with. You know, I had a mom that listened to Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand endlessly. So that was like the first bit of musical tension that had to be addressed at the high school, was the one dude that wanted to rock out to Blue Oyster Cult, which was, we were told, was too hard-edged for early morning radio in the hallways of a high school. And then over here, I'm doing yacht rock.
I just like the idea of, you know, in the day I grew up in the days like rock versus rap and alternative versus pop, and you're like, I want Blue Oyster Cult. The other guy's like, I want Dan Fogelberg.
And you know what?
We went to a tough high school.
The teachers were on my side too, and many years later, I offered up my apologies to Lauren, and I hope he has since forgiven me. So there's again. When the song was turned into a skit, I immediately thought, Lauren, you win this one.
Pat went to a tough high school.
Yeah, that's what we rumbled about. You know?
Oh, yeah. Do you even know Seals and Crofts?
There are many reasons why Dr. Kristen Lyerly has become a regular on our show, not the least of which is how she gives as good as she gets, and she gives us lots of good laughs. And then she sends this note that you're going to have to explain to people. Happy birthday to little PK.
Oh, it's little Pat Kreitlow's 16th birthday today.
To be clear, again, standard disclaimer, I did not know Kristen Lyerly 16 years ago.
I was going to say, we need some...
The resemblance is absolutely frightening. So
I have a child who is Pat Kreitlow's clone.
It is.
I mean, physically...
When I met him the first time, I thought I'd stepped through a time portal or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was mutual. We were sitting at Culver's together, all eating the same type of meal. Yep. And they were looking at each other, and you could feel the energy coming off of it.
It's just like, I want to reach over and like, is this a hologram? What is this? he had the same glasses, the same hair, the same bowl haircut. He was smart. He was sassy. I was like, this is crazy.
I just think of that scene from Forrest Gump where they both sit down to watch TV and tilt their head the same way.
So, anyway, yes. But no, what this means is having a fourth and final son who's a driver.
The caboose.
Yes.
After all of these years of driving them around and all of the stuff we've had to do as parenting. Yeah, yesterday or tomorrow he takes his driver's test, and then he's going to drive off into the sunset.
You have three other boys. Mm-hmm. How did you not as a mom be like, all right, one of you drive them around? Like, it's like, well, as soon as the you got two of them are driving, like, all right, that's your chauffeurs now. I'm going to relax a little.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. But as a parent, though, you like that car time. Because they're stuck with you, and they have to talk to you.
Yep. That's right. That's why we did it.
I'll give you $5 if you don't look at your phone on this drive.
And then there's Luke Mathers, our utility infielder, able to take on almost any role around the radio empire of Civic Media. including the role of little brother we can't stop picking on. I wasn't sure how we were going to mark Michael Jackson's Thriller album for the Luke Mathers segment until I realized we have our own Pretty Young Thing. So here's PYT, Luke Mathers.
Man, wow. that's the nicest you've ever been introducing me onto the air.
Civic media eye candy. Luke Mathers joins us now.
Sucking up is usually my... My realm, but okay, go for it.
I'm officially uncomfortable. We've decided that with week 18 of the NFL is a new aspect. It's second season that we're doing that. Scott Hansen says goodbye on Red Zone, which is a family favorite of our household on Sundays. So we watch Red Zone with Scott Hansen on the NFL Network. And so we can watch all the touchdowns for the NFL. And when he says goodbye for the season, because he doesn't do the playoffs, we say goodbye to the Christmas decorations. So they are all gone. The tree was taken out, put onto the curb. So when we say, when we put away Scott Hansen for the year, we also put away Christmas decorations for the year.
Please save this clip and email it directly to the NFL Network after this. I just know Scott Hansen will be so... flattered, touched, disturbed. He'll be so disturbed that all this right, is what somebody does. We kid because we care, or because we're surly before the coffee kicks in. Anyway, we're just getting started as we relive some of the fun that made our early morning wake-ups worth it. Well, Brittany Merlot might not think so. Greg and I have sung an old Glen Campbell song to her more times than anyone deserves. We'll also have the story of how Kristen Lyerly spent her college years at the University of Minnesota as one of the Goldie Gopher mascots and ginned up a little controversy over her ability to spin her head 360 degrees. Well, not her head. Anyway, that and more along the way, along with our reminder that at Up North News, we're always following Wisconsin's top headlines and bringing you stories of Wisconsin people, places, events, sports, food, drink, traditions, you name it. Follow us on social media and our newsletter. This is Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I have an unnatural love for this song.
I am a lineman for the...
the county, and I drive the main road.
The number one album on this day, November 30th, 1968, was Wichita Lineman. This is the title track of that album by Glen Campbell. And
I love this song.
I know it's part of it's his voice. I love the strings. I love the bass guitar, the bass solo, or the it's not a bass guitar, but the solo in the middle gets down so low.
Just, and there's a sadness to it.
Yeah.
But it's not sad. And
it's a topic. It's a guy working in an electric service truck going up and down the highway fixing the lines. It's like the least likely thing from which you would get lyrical poetry. And yet there it is.
That's what I love about country music is that you can write a song about this. And you're like, my dad was the Wichita Lineman too.
You get a weather report. If it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. We know this, you know? Look at this. Greg and I are starting
teary.
To tee
I'm
up.
Teary. I'm going to get teary. I'm
getting the over here. Okay, so we've established we like this one song. Kind of weird that two guys from different backgrounds would find common ground in a song from more than 50 years ago, and yet our love for this tune will not be denied. Did I get an earworm stuck in your head by chance yesterday?
No, I that kind of stuff doesn't happen to me. I mean, just I don't know what you're talking about, Pat. I just know that when I drive home, it's a nice, relaxing, soothing decompression.
I am a lineman for the county.
My God, this is like a beer commercial where we're like, I love you, man. I love you. We're bonding as we sing Glen Campbell together.
My dad was a lineman. It's still a great song. I told Pat, I listened to this song no less than 20 times yesterday.
1 hour later.
On radio, there's a rule. I don't know if you know this rule. Once you play the song, you can never, ever play it again.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't think it works that way.
I don't think that's the rule, but it could be.
No.
But all I do know is
I am a lineman for the county.
That sounded even better than the last hour, and they were both ridiculous. At this point, when you love a song this much, you want to share it with someone, right? Fortunately, or unfortunately for meteorologist Brittany Merlot and the rest of you, we felt like she'd appreciate our little serenades. It's kind of a weather-related song.
Yeah.
Can you remind me, what was the name of that again, Glenn? Glenn Campbell.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pat.
Talks about the snow down south as he sings.
I am a lineman for the county. And I drive the main road.
Hey, folks, you.
For a son, for another overload.
For anybody that might have missed it earlier, Greg and I bonded early when we realized that at the time we didn't know each other well, but we both thought Wichita Lineman was one of the greatest songs ever.
It really is.
And never miss a chance to sing it to you, Brittany.
Wichita Lineman!
This makes my day.
Can't hit that high note like I used to. But you know, Tony thinks it's magic.
We're taking this trio on the road. That's right, Brittany. You're in the band, too, baby.
Yep. Okay. At this point, it's clear she's not escaping this bit.
I wasn't raised near Shawano, so I know. But my point is, you said the Shawano Marathon County Line. I'm like, County Line? What? What is going on? That's right.
I am a lineman for the county.
Brittany, okay, sing it.
It didn't happen yet, but I swear to you, Brittany will join us one of these times. She won't know when or where it comes up, but she'll be there for us.
Yeah, I'll get sick for your band. All right.
Oh, Brittany, we love
you.
Thank you. Your patience is the best.
All right. Thank you guys.
We'll see you later. We'll see you later today.
or will she?
So, before we got in the air, Pat and I were talking about all the important people that are in a winter storm. You got all these individuals who are doing the hard work. You got Robin Tigerton plowing. You got you doing the meteorology to make sure you're up to speed. But I think the one group we don't talk about, Pat,
who's that?
are the linemen hard work.
Especially if there's wet, heavy snow on the lines. It is. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think we should really talk about them.
I don't think they get their due.
They don't.
No. So thankfully, we've got somebody out there willing to say,
I am a lineman for the county.
Okay, Brittany didn't join us that time either, but you know we'll keep trying.
I'm learning the lyrics now. Now I can next time.
the amount of times we've done this bit this year, you'd think you'd have it memorized.
That's what I was telling him last hour. I was getting all the highlights for our end of the year shows next week, and it's almost frightening how many times we've serenaded you with Wichita linemen. But
it's fantastic.
It's one of the best songs ever.
That's right. I can reasonably assure you now that we are done playing Wichita linemen for today, singing it at least. And goodness knows we don't dare try to fill a full hour of highlights, restricting it to just Pat and Greg. The fact of the matter is, someone funnier than us was a big part of our 2024, even as she was working to deliver babies, even as she was running for Congress. A lot of women not feeling the love for J.D. Vance, much less Donald Trump.
You're talking about my little sister, and she's pissed. She wrote a post that we're going to put out on my social media, Kristen for Wisconsin, Facebook and Instagram and all of that, talking about being a childless cat person and what this actually means. And it is just brilliant. But it's not just the people who don't have kids and have cats. Everybody's mad about it because it's stupid and it's insulting. And it also digs into so many of the personal reasons why people don't have kids, whether it's a choice or it wasn't a choice, and this is where they ended up. And it's not just women. Remember, half of all infertility is male infertility. So it's pissing men off too. So whatever J.D. Vance is saying, and then remember, he defended cats but doubled down on the rest of it, it's not working.
So coming up after the break, Dr. Kristen Lierley talks about her years dressed as a rodent, a college mascot anyway. She gave us her big campaign announcement and more. Still ahead as we look back on 2024 on Up North News Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can follow us at upnorthnewswi.com, sign up for our newsletter, and follow us on social media. Oh, you can follow this show as a podcast as well. So much to do to stay on top of Wisconsin news and stories. We'll be back. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. Melissa Kay reports.
When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the snow report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And Pat, I have an announcement too.
You do?
Yeah.
I guess by theory of deduction, we're down to one.
Pat, I am declaring today that I am running for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, and I couldn't be more excited. With women at the helm, with women voting, with women stepping up and acknowledging that my personal freedoms are being taken away from me. They're looking at democracy. They're recognizing that our democracy is in peril and that it's our job as moms, as small business owners, as community leaders to take the helm and to lead here.
There was Kristen Lierley announcing her campaign for Congress on our show earlier this year. And talk about the year of the happy warrior. She did fall short in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz did as well, of course. But they all gave so many of us reasons to hope, reasons to rally around a proper slate of American values and public service goals. There's just a lot of folks hearing a different kind of message out there. But Kristen and so many others, they're not going away. They're organizing, recruiting, and continuing to spread their messages in much more of a year-round program. And as much as we appreciate Kristen's serious side, of course, she is forever lighthearted, optimistic, and willing to do almost anything to fire up a room. After all, she was Goldie Gopher. Yes, this OBGYN who bleeds green and gold attended the University of Minnesota, like other Wisconsin kids, one of mine included. And while Kristen was at the U of M, she was one of the mascots, getting crowds revved up. And it turns out that one of her unique moves got some attention in the press over who should get credit for it all these years later. And in the process of telling the story, we realized that Greg Bach also needed to learn a bit more about college sports, in this case, the University of Wisconsin Badgers jump around. Greg,
yeah.
we talked in that segment there about mascots and about Goldie Gopher from the University of Minnesota spinning its head. So when Kristen mentioned that last week, she later sent me a link. And the link was to an article that said something about, you know, the Goldie head spinning thing. And I didn't think anything of it. Well, I just thought, well, she's just given a little bit of trivia. I'm looking at the article right now, and naturally she plays a key role in this debate over who was first to spin Goldie Gopher's head. And so different people were taking credit for it. But later, one of the Goldies credits, it says here, Kristen Lyerly, the football Goldie from 1989 to 1991, for popularizing the move. Lyerly, a Wisconsin native and OBGYN in Green Bay, was the second female Goldie and the last from the marching band before the athletic department took over the mascots. And
she
so
was a
apparently,
marching band nerd.
But apparently she did it and it got really popular. And so they still don't agree on who did it first. But in this article, apparently she made it rather popular the way that she did it. Of course she did. She's everywhere.
That's the only way I'll accept the news. Don't you dare contradict Dr. Lyerly.
No, Lyerly told the Minnesota Post she'd seen the Iowa State mascot spin heads at a summer mascot camp and decided to incorporate the shtick. Unaware that others had already done it, Lyerly said, "I thought this is really cool. Maybe I could do that." This time it caught on with the band itself cheering for Lyerly to spin her head.
Also, you just sort of walked past that statement, mascot summer camp.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Yes, I did.
I thought band camp was a place
I
for
was
going
to go there too, and I'm wondering I'm wondering what the doctor will have to say about that at some point. Greg, you never know who's listening to the radio. She will not spin her head. That's her actual head. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us now from Green Bay in her brand new University of Minnesota letter jacket and matching hat. And literally somebody heard we were talking about spinning Goldie's head and Christina Laurie talking about the ranking of mascots and Goldie Gopher ranked number one. But Kristen, I didn't know there was controversy about you being Goldie Gopher. Good morning.
First of all, thank you for summoning me this morning. I felt this pull to be with you.
Women's rights.
There was controversy. Well, there was a lot going on during that period. And, you know, there's always more to the story. But the really sweet backstory, oh, my gosh, the pictures.
And for folks watching on Facebook right now, we have found a photo.
You are
college
so
student.
Adorable. You are so adorable.
That is some serious 80s, 90s hair going on there. But there you are holding Goldie's head. And
look at that.
So when you sent me the article, I thought it was just a little background on the Gopher mascot. And then I come to find out that no, you're a big part of the middle of the article about who either first did the Goldie head spin or who first made it popular. And you're getting a little credit, which I think I understand, given that you're a bit of a spirited person.
Well, my favorite part about the story is that it ends up being a story about people working together and creating something really beautiful together. So somebody else had claimed responsibility for the spin your head move, but all of my friends in marching band knew that it wasn't that person. It was actually us working together. So there was an article in the New York Times where this other person had claimed responsibility, and we reached out to the person who wrote it, and we put together a big group of marching band people who shared their experiences, and we all had evidence. I mean, this is still a group. This was
what, 10 years ago? But this is a group that still survives online. We still get together at the football games. We talk about the old times, and we talk about how we saved the tradition of Goldie spinning his head and how that all came together. It's just such a cool story. I love it.
And during the discussion, you know, Pat was talking about the story and mentioned what was it? It was mascot summer camp. And
he said mascot summer camp.
And yes. he said it as if he was to say, "Oh, I went to the beach this weekend," or just something normal, something simple. And I'm sitting here going, "I'm sorry, mascot summer." Yes, there it is. Oh, hi, gosh. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and I'm here to take care of you today.
Mascot summer camp is a blast because mascots are really fun people. That's all you need to know.
I'm sure that's all we're going to hear. That's all we're going to hear about it.
I can't tell you anything more. Yeah. What happens at mascot summer camp stays at mascot summer camp.
And the heads always stay on.
this is getting into unusual territory right now.
But it fits into the whole community building piece. You know, it fits into the whole working together, like the spin your head thing. Yeah, I spun my head, but other people had spun their head before. But we made it a thing by working with the marching band. When the marching band started demanding it and I responded, that's when the fans started to get on board. And that's when it really became the tradition.
And look, you can't possibly know what will or won't become a tradition in the moment. I mean, you look at some of the things. You know, look at Jump Around. Who would have thought the first time that they played that song that it would become this globally recognized phenomenon, you know?
Oh, I love it too. Don't you just like when you're watching at home, don't you jump around?
That is not appropriate for children to be listening to. It's got some very questionable lyrics.
Who's listening to the lyrics?
Wait a minute. Do you know what we're talking about?
No, I don't. I'm thinking Jump Around by House of Pain, the song.
Greg is the only person in Wisconsin who has no idea what Jump Around at the Games is.
I went to college late. I didn't enjoy the experiences like you all did, okay?
All of our fans across the state right now are like, oh, Greg, we've got to get you to a football game.
I'll make this statement right here on radio. Dr. Lyerly, you want to take me to a football game? I will go to a football game with you.
Let's go.
I'll even wear those ridiculous overalls.
Better. Okay, we have a date, Pat. This could be fun.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm down. I'll go.
Spoiler alert. We did not go to a game together. We just couldn't get the schedules to sync up, but we will look forward to next season and try to fix that. Anyway, here's some more of our favorite moments with Dr. Lyerly during the course of the past year. Dr. Lyerly is belatedly joining us and is like scrubbing the lens of her camera before joining us.
I'm having a mic issue.
Oh, I see that. Now
she looks like she's ready to go play World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I had to go grab my kid's mic from their gamers.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. pull that thing about a half inch away from your mouth just because it's popping a bit. And then tell us, I was just playing Taylor Dane. She's 62 today. And her I'll Always Love You, I was saying this, I think probably my favorite love song of the 80s. But the 80s, we were looking at the list, not known for its love songs. You know, not many of them. Endless Love by Lionel Richie, you know, and Diana Ross.
Careless
Remember
Whisper.
That one? Mm-hmm. Did you just say Careless Whisper?
She did.
That was number one on this list I was looking at. It's not a love song. It's a cheating song.
But he's saying he'll never love again because he's messed up.
Right.
He realizes what he has done.
He's done. Yeah.
But
the love is gone.
Save a Prayer, Duran Duran.
See, I knew you were Duran Duran. It was never going to be far away. I may have mentioned previously, this is National Cereal Day.
Yeah. So
we've had a few people put in calls and comments. And so now, Dr. Lyerly, it's your turn. If you got to buy one box of cereal for the Lyerly kitchen, never mind what the boys want. What do you want?
I'm not really a cereal person.
Segment's not working how I wanted to at all. But you go ahead and pretend to play.
Can't
along.
Spell Lyerly without lie.
Did you have to say that with a mouthful of coffee?
Sorry. Oopsie doodles.
Poor Pat, as if he wasn't having enough problems right now with his voice, and now his sinuses are full of coffee.
Now he's going to spit coffee all over his iMac.
I love Cinnamon Life.
Oh my gosh,
that would
gosh,
be my like lifetime go-to.
It is such a Greg Bach day. Both of his choices have been
feeling
affirmed.
So supported right now.
Yes, you should.
I love you too.
Quick Trip is going to become a big player in EV charging thanks to a grant program. The Wisconsin DOT awarded $23 million in federal funds to support the state's first steps in building a statewide charging network. What really caught my eye was a tweet from Tyler Hendrick, somebody I really like to read his posts. And he put up in so many words, you know, that this is all fine, but what does Quick Trip then do for people who are used to stopping there? You gas up, that takes 5 minutes, you grab what you want and you go on your way. What does Quick Trip become when you've now got to wait 15 to 30 minutes for a charge? And can they compete if McDonald's next door gets charging stations? How does this whole infrastructure look in the future? And Kristen, as an EV owner, you have thoughts.
I'm really excited to hear that Quick Trip is thinking about this. And frankly, I think this is a giant opportunity for Quick Trip. Look at what they've done with their convenience store brand and how they really have turned the store not into just a place where you stop and get gas, but they have good food, not just good food, but good healthy food. Maybe this is where Quick Trip branches out and becomes like more like a McDonald's, more like a place where you can stop and hang out for that 15 to 30 minutes while you charge up.
I thought that was a good point, Luke, that this is, you build a model on gassing up, which is a relatively short thing. And yeah, the Quick Trip's done a lot to grow and burnish their image. But is it the same when you basically have to turn yourself into a restaurant? You're going to have to put some seats in there now.
I don't know about that. Do you know how long some Quick Trip trips can take with Wisconsin goodbye? Like you could get a real good charge on your EV with, you know, you familiar with the cashier instead of see you next time. It's
we'll see you in 15 minutes. Yeah.
And then you forgot something, so you pop back in, and boom, you're already half battery and you're good to go.
And it is worth noting, as much as we like having Kristen on, you know, not every joke is going to land. Like this one, while we were talking about my gangster outfit as a Halloween costume. We'll be back. This is Up North News Radio.
I don't really see you as a gangster. Like, that's a stretch for me. But mm-hmm. I could see you as maybe like Captain Kangaroo.
That's not what I was
Hope you all enjoyed Kristen Lyerly's many appearances over the years. We wish her well in her future endeavors.
It was not the compliment you thought it was it, huh?
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Are looking back at some of our lighter moments in 2024, which is not a bad thing to do when you consider some of what else we'll remember about 2024. We're going to close out with Greg Bach's red hot take on why a certain sandwich, a classic sandwich, is in his mind garbage. But first, Kristen Lyerly, mother of four boys, on having the youngest get his license and being starstruck as she campaigned over the summer.
But can I tell you the best thing
about yesterday?
Oh my gosh, Pat, Bart Starr is my very favorite Packer forever. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the Bart Starr era. Right. He was the coach. It was after he was an incredible player. And, you know, he wasn't the most successful coach. He also wasn't positioned to be the most successful coach, but he was still like such an incredible icon and a community figure in the Green Bay area. I got to meet Bart Starr Jr. yesterday and spend some time talking about all of this and politics and how we can do community building together and all the work he's doing in Birmingham, Alabama, and how he loves this place up here that, where he grew up and how fond he is. It was, I'm just going to carry this conversation in my heart forever. It was such a beautiful, important moment.
Well, that's so nice. Yeah. Glad you got that moment.
I love how much you love life.
I know.
Seriously, it's just inspiring. You're always so excited, even at 6:45 in the morning.
On a Monday, yes.
On a Monday.
I know. Other people are like that, too. There's Alicia Saunders, who's putting on YouTube here. I love our amazing paper maker kids.
She's saying that to get under my skin because I'm from Kakana.
I know.
Yep. And there's the rivalry.
Yes, yes. But she noted that tailgating was a lot of fun yesterday. And then she sends this note that you're going to have to explain to people. Happy birthday to little PK.
Oh, it's little Pat Kreitlow's 16th birthday today.
To be clear, again, standard disclaimer, I did not know Kristen Lyerly 16 years ago.
Though, yeah, I was going to say, we need some...
The resemblance is absolutely frightening. So
I have a child who is Pat Kreitlow's clone.
It is.
I mean, physically...
When I met him the first time, I thought I'd stepped through a time portal or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was mutual. We were sitting at Culver's together, all eating the same type of meal, and they were looking at each other, and you could feel the energy coming off of it.
It's just like I want to reach over and like, is this a hologram? What is this? he had the same glasses, the same hair, the same bowl haircut. He was smart. He was sassy. I was like, this is crazy.
I just think of that scene from Forrest Gump where they both sit down to watch TV and tilt their head the same way.
So, anyway, yes, but no, what this means is having a fourth and final son who's a driver.
The caboose.
Yes.
After all of these years of driving them around and all of the stuff we've had to do as parenting. Yeah. Yesterday or tomorrow he takes his driver's test and then he's going to drive off into the sunset.
You have three other boys. Mm-hmm. How did you not as a mom be like, all right, why don't you drive them around? Like, it's like, well, as soon as you got two of them are driving, like, all right, that your chauffeurs now, I'm going to relax a little.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. But as a parent, though, you like that car time because they're stuck with you and they have to talk to you.
Yep. That's right. That's why we did it.
I'll give you $5 if you don't look at your phone on this drive.
Every morning at 6:50, we have our history lesson, birthdays, music history, the National Day Calendar. August was National Sandwich Month. We talked about it every day, and Greg promised a hot take on one particular sandwich near the end of the month, and I got to say, it was a first for me. This is Women's Equality Day. This is Cherry Popsicle Day, and Greg, 30 seconds to give me your hot take on National Sandwich Month.
Oh, no. Yeah, BLTs, not only do I not like them, I think they're a waste of time, a waste of money, and they're an anti-sandwich, and I hate them. And people who like them, I'll never understand it. You can't be satiated by a BLT. It's garbage.
I like that.
Wow.
straight hot garbage.
All right. Well, with that, we bid adieu to National Sandwich Month. We're just going to cut it off early right there with that kind of a take. That was on a Tuesday. We were still fighting it out on Wednesday. Nice to have you along. I got a question for you, mostly a question for, well, Greg as well, but here's my question for you. Aren't BLTs the best? I had a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich for dinner last night, and it's the perfect light summer sandwich. Here with an opposing viewpoint. Here with an opposing viewpoint is Greg Bach.
Disgusting.
We apparently ignited something yesterday with Greg's hot take that he is not a fan of what you lovingly refer to as the trash sandwich. That is the BLT, which coincidentally was happening as it was planned on in the Kreitlow kitchen last night. And I have to say, maybe it was just spite I was tasting, but it was one of the most delicious BLTs we've ever made. It was
you posted on Twitter about it. It was a spite sandwich. Okay, yeah, please exactly. Don't. There's no such thing as a delicious BLT.
Oh, come on. Now, where did this start?
It's a salad. That's all it is. It's a salad held together by two big croutons. That's it. Because it's lettuce, tomato, and bacon.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
what sandwich. What good meat sandwich isn't meat with some lettuce and tomato?
But bacon's barely a meat for a sandwich. Like, you put bacon on the sandwich. It's an addition. It's not the main. It's not the star of the show. It's a feature player on SNL at best.
Oh, I can't believe a red-blooded American male is saying this about bacon.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't love bacon as much as everybody else does, apparently. I think bacon's fine. It does its job. It's, you know, it's a carcinogen. But the point is, take a BLT, cut it in four pieces, put it on a plate, and if you serve that as an appetizer, okay, here we go. Get me started. Then we're going to order our entree. But you expect me to eat that as, like, the meal? Get out of my house.
So no BLTs for Greg as we close out this hour's review of 2024, as brought to you weekday mornings from 6 to 8 here on Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back live starting at 6 a.m. on Thursday, January 2nd. Remember, you can always follow us at upnorthnewswi.com and on social media. Have a great day. We'll see you next time up north.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from New Orleans, where police have now confirmed 10 people are dead and 30 injured after a vehicle plowed into a large crowd at Canal and Bourbon Streets. WWL's Leah McNeil is on the scene.
One woman told me that she was just nearly feet away from where that car plowed into this crowd of people. She said that she just, once that happened, she just was a little bit of shock because all she saw were just people lying on the ground.
This medic is staying at a nearby hotel.
A little bit before 3:20 this morning, we heard loud banging sounds coming up. We're in our room, just pretty much closing down for the evening at the end of all the events and everything. And when we looked out the window, we noticed there was a lot of bodies laying on the ground.
Again, police have confirmed 10 fatalities and 30 people injured in New Orleans. President-elect Donald Trump hosted a New Year's Eve party at his Mar-a-Lago estate. He says he's looking forward to 2025.
I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country. We're going to bring it back. It has to be brought back. People are not respecting our country very much, and they're going to respect us a lot.
Trump added the transition is going well ahead of his inauguration on January 20th. The start of the new year today brings the start of hundreds of new laws. More from former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
One of the areas that's been controversial over the past year is libraries prohibited from carrying certain types of books. California's taken that on with a new law this year that prohibits libraries from banning books.
Another new California law cracks down on artificial intelligence in Hollywood. Other new laws raise some states' minimum wages and rein in social media. The legal battle between two Hollywood actors is heating up. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
I want to see you again.
Now you see me.
Justin Baldoni is suing the New York Times for libel, asking $250 million in damages over an article alleging a smear campaign against his It Ends With Us co-star, Blake Lively. The story included details from a legal complaint Lively filed with the California Civil Rights Department, alleging Baldoni sexually harassed her on the movie set.
Baldoni has been dropped by his talent agency. He's hired a crisis